Have you ever thought about the word beautiful? Like, oh, you're so beautiful. Beauty, full, full of beauty. What's full? A container, right? You, the parameters of you. You're formless, but you have form, right? You are infinite, yet your time here is measured. So this episode, we're going to talk about being boundaried and beautiful. So it's another way of saying, you know, you can be nice and have boundaries. And actually, the boundaries will let you overflow. That's what we're going to talk about in this solo podcast. So glad you're here for the rebirth. It's funny, a lot of times when I say the rebirth podcast, I feel this idea that I really didn't know that when we started this podcast, it would be the exact right platform for an entire cultural shift and hopefully a sanctuary at times for people when they're like, what is going on and where do I find myself and why is so much changing? It's because we're going through a collective rebirth. I'm so glad you're here. As always, I love hearing from you. You can, you've been leaving me messages, which I adore. You can send me an email at kate@katebrenton.com. It's important to me that the content that we create together serves you. So when something ignites you, if you have questions, please reach out. It means the world to me. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, like, share, and subscribe because we want to promote that which we want to see more of in the world. Did you know Rebirth is also a book? You can order it online or at any of your local favorite bookstores. Let me know how you find it. If you're curious about the Listen to Her sessions, they're specifically designed for intuitive clarity to arrive and resound over your daily noise and doubt. They gift you with available insight and inspired action, personally and professionally, uplifting your daily reality and collective frequency, because that's what magnetism does. If you're curious, go to katebrenton.com where you can learn more. Now let's get back to the episode. Welcome to the Rebirth Podcast. If you are a regular listener, we were not on for the last Monday. If you're new here, thank you for following. Thank you for coming in, taking your time. We have a guest snorer in the back. And so if you hear a little bit of a companion sound, which you may or may not hear, that is our in-house comforter, which is Aho Nui. And we are celebrating dogs. I had a friend that recently had to part with a beloved of hers that lived 16 years. And so in this moment, I'm feeling very grateful and wanting the messiness or the imperfection, you know, the reality of what makes life cozy and lived to be appreciated. So thank you for tuning in. Let's talk. This is going to be a solo episode and we're going to be talking about being nice and being boundaried and how that those are not mutually exclusive things. And this came up, it's coming up in my life pattern. It's coming up in the eclipse energy, whether you're listening to this when this is recorded, this week ends October 21st in 2023, whenever this finds you is perfect timing. But there is definitely, as we sit between eclipses, there is this energy that is just excavating things that we thought, you know, I can just manage, or it's okay, or it's not okay, but I don't want to deal with it. And that is just absolutely not acceptable. And whenever we pattern change, you know, and pull at that fabric, there's a reflection back. As this is going on, I'm back to reading Paramahansa Yogananda. I'm saying his right name. Let me take a breath here. Paramahansa Yogananda's work, where he decodes and comments on Vedic and Christian philosophies. And let me read you, we're going to be working with this sentence and some stories. Here's what I read. Spirituality abhors spinelessness. And I thought, you know, this is not the love and light email send off, you know, and this is also, so I work with all different kinds of people, right? So, you know, if you've met me in person, or no, have experienced my work, it's I've like many people in service work, the work stands for itself, but I am in the current process of explaining my work to people like you who don't know and then click on the podcast. And in that definition, we have to be clear and boundary, right? We have to be boundary in our language so that there's a container of relatability. And it's true in our personal relationships. So my work is really as an educator and a healer. Those are the two formats that I use. I go and I teach people, I reignite their inspiration in different environments, whether in person or online classes, to bring them back into the truth of themselves. That's what I'm here to do, to remind you. And I also do healing work, and I work with people in a context of untangling stories that would impede them of enjoying the best version of their day in their life. So that's the work that I do. And as a female raised how I was raised, there are places in my life that my assertion is very easy. And then there's surprising places where I can lean out of what is best because I'm nice, because I like to help. And I'm not turning this into a negative. I want to we're not even doing negative and positive here. We're doing assessment and observation. We're doing what is the best balancing of the energies. We live in a polarity, masculine, feminine, and yin and yang, black and white, right, up and down. We're gravity and weightlessness, form and formlessness. Like those are the tensions that create our reality. And so it's interesting that it's the balancing of these things that creates freedom. So for me, you know, this idea of right and wrong can sometimes be overexerted, right? Or this idea that if I can do something, I should. And that often I will, because I enjoy helping, you know, and we can decode that clearly. Like if you're one of the somatic people, that is like, well, that's, you know, people pleasing a little bit. Of course, I'm being very transparent here. But that coming from a place of overflow meets all the needs. So as I was working on this podcast for you guys and sitting with what we want to talk about being boundaried and beautiful, or being boundaried and nice, and like what is beautiful, and like that idea of beauty, full of beauty emanating out. Boundaries allow us to be full of beauty, beautiful, overflow. This is the metaphor. Before I read the quote, this is the metaphor I was thinking of. Okay, so imagine you have like that pancake, not a pancake, a cake that is in a pan, you know, so like or like a birthday cake, and you're putting candles on and you're moving around, and then there's like that one candle that doesn't get lit, you know, like you have the clicker lighter thing and you're trying to light it, trying to light it, trying to light it. And finally you're just like, oh, do you put the click lighter down? Now, do you take the unlit candle and light it? Yeah, you've done that. Like you take the unlit candle and you move it over to one of the small birthday candles and light it, and then you put it back down, right? So all the candles are lit. You don't take a lit candle, move it to where the unlit candle was, and call it done. So if we take an unlit candle and light it by a stationary, fully lit candle, you've got two lit candles. But if you just take the lit candle and move it over to that spot that was problematic, you still only have one lit candle. And that's what I'm talking about coming from overflow. You can't just move your energy, just give it to somebody else and call it a day. You have to have the boundary to be lit up by your life, and others can catch that flame. They can ignite off of it. So there is this quote I ran across. Dodinsky is the last name. She wrote a book that's like a compilation, a garden of thoughts or something of that nature. I have not read the book myself, but it was compiled and it has great reviews. Here's the quote: be there for others, but never leave yourself behind. And if you're like, yeah, that's true. It's like, we shouldn't be told that. We don't need to be told that. My snoring dog does not need to be told to not eat. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's never like, I won't eat my dinner, then you can eat yours, right? There is a compassionate, she's a pack animal and she shares, but there's not this idea that she should not have. There are alphas and betas in dogs, they're systems, but they run in a system that compiles all of them, and there's different roles. We don't be there for others, but never leave yourself behind. It has to be a conditioning that conditions us out of our innate ability for self-survival. Because as Dr. Zach Bush said, your cells are wired to live. They're wired to thrive. So there has to be some other aperture. It's your brain. There has to be some other aperture. It's your perception that alters the thrivability, right? And then can corrode into a disease state. We're not heading there, but do you see what I'm going, right? So like go back to the cake, like you can, if overflow, stable candle can light, that one lit candle could light the whole pancake. The whole sheet cake can get lit by one lit candle. We've done it. We've done it from overflow. Spirituality abhors spinelessness. Oh, I don't need anything. Thank you. Don't worry about me. Like that. That spirituality abhors spinelessness. Boundaries are beautiful. Be there for others, but never leave yourself behind. Get yourself to the table. Now, here is the parable I want to read to you guys. I heard it several times. This is not the first time. And I think I call it a parable because I'm not even sure Yogananda would say that he authored it. It's just one of those stories that imparts a reminder of wisdom, right? That's the beauty of storytelling for humans because we can insert ourselves into it. So I want you to insert yourself into this story, okay? There's a cobra causing havoc. Being a cobra, you know, he is doing cobra things, living his life. And if people get in his way, you know, he's hissing and he's biting and he's, you know, making sure that he survives. The villagers are very distraught and they seek out a hermit and they ask him for intercession to help. And they say, you know, this cobra's really gotten out of hand and we need some help. I'm going to read to you. Touched by the earnest prayers of the villagers, the hermit proceeded to the dwelling place of the cobra. And by the magnetic vibration of his love, coaxed the creature to come forth. The master told the snake it was wrong to kill innocent children and instructed him never to bite again, but to practice loving his enemies. Under the saint's uplifting influence, the serpent humbly promised to reform and practice nonviolence. Soon thereafter, the hermit left the village for a year-long pilgrimage. Upon his return, as he was passing the hill, he thought, "Let me see how my friend the serpent is behaving." Approaching the hole where the serpent dwelt, he was startled to find the hapless reptile lying outside, half dead, with several festering wounds on his back. The hermit said, "Hello, Mr. Serpent, what is all of this?" The serpent dolefully whispered, "Master, this is the result of practicing your teachings. When I came out of my hole in quest of food, minding my own business, at first the children fled at the sight of me. But before long, the boys noticed my docility and began to throw stones at me. When they found that I would run away rather than attack them, they made a sport of trying to stone me to death until each time I came out in search of sustenance to appease my hunger. Master, I dodged many times, but also got badly hurt many times. And now I am lying here with these terrible wounds in my back because I have been trying to love my enemies." The saint gently caressed the cobra, instantly healing his hurts. Then he lovingly corrected him by saying, "Little fool, I told you not to bite, but why didn't you hiss?" Being kind includes yourself at the table. Boundaries allow the finite of the formlessness to overflow. Rolling over and giving our light away, giving all of our energy away. And mamas, I am talking to you too, because we all are susceptible to it. And there are definitely phases. If you are new here, I am definitely not going to tell you that you can do it all. You can't do it all. But if the consistent place that is overdrawn from is yourself, there's a tax coming for that. There's a price that will be paid. And I think this parable right now is an amazing medicine for our time of being available to a rapidly changing world, inundated with information and aiming to balance, to be nice and to be accommodating and to be unifying and connected as will make humans thrive. But as you care for others, never leave yourself behind. It is unnatural to sacrifice our own vitality for the vitality of others. Now, in some circumstances, we will make that valiant choice. But if we are being cut 1,000 small paper cuts, that is not valiance. That is negligence. I told you never to bite. But why, little fool? Why didn't you hiss? Why have you not created in yourself the boundary, the confidence, the clarity that you are more precious than to be trampled upon? And it doesn't even have to be trampled upon, right? But I feel that maybe it doesn't always have to be an extreme example. It can be the small one, the small, subtle attunement that it's okay. I don't have to be the extremist, but I don't have to sacrifice my well-being either. So boundaried and beautiful, learning to listen. And that is the other thing we're going to be talking about, is the boundaries that we set. It's if we live in a world of creative tension, meaning it's like a constant eye exam. Do you like A better or B better? Did you like this? Did you like that? Did you learn how to respond differently to this? You know, like we're getting this feedback loop partially from our choices, partially from, that might be another episode to delve into more the energetics of that, about where these fractal pieces of generational wisdom and how we're here to choose and elevate our consciousness, and how in that choice, we need to both be boundaried into self-worth and flowing beautifully, that we may light the spark of others. Like that is the dual invitation in this moment for you, for me, for all. And that in that boundary and in that decision to be an overflow, we can start to hear our ultimate guidance. We can start to listen and discern the voices. So for this week, let me leave you here reminding you that of that phrase, you know, that spirituality abhors spinelessness. And we are in an eclipse window that is all about relationship and worth. Worth in personal relationships, worth in relationship to self, and money and jobs and in family connections. I mean, I don't know anyone, I haven't talked to anyone that isn't stumbling upon, like, there is external life happening, flat tires, jobs changing, moves, but also this rumbling inside of generational conditioning that would like to be felt and released. And for you to be, if you're listening, you're probably one of those that has volunteered to do that for your family line. And to walk that path, you need the boundaries to feel and release. And you need the commitment that life is beautiful and so are you. So that when the intensity rises, you can say, oh, hello, intensity. This is a little, I didn't expect it to come in this package. I didn't think it would come in this form, but I see you. And then all of a sudden it transforms. So this week, look at where you can be boundaried, beautiful. And we'll talk more about listening and hearing, so that when you're called into the larger visions, you've built the muscles and you have the fortitude to make the next choice. I so appreciate you being here, and I hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope this podcast finds you at the exact right moment. I hope that there is something in here that clicked for you that will help you say, oh, yeah, now I know the choice I need to make. We'll see you back here next week. And as always, we appreciate you and we hope you have a beautiful day. Thanks for tuning into the Rebirth Podcast. Thank you so much for being here on the Rebirth Podcast. Where would we be without you? Do us a favor, share, like, subscribe. And if you're feeling especially generous and you really want this to be the kind of messaging that is all over social media, one of positivity and upliftment, give us a 5-star review wherever you enjoy listening to the Rebirth Podcast.